that by next year, they're ready to hand off more of that, and by the third year, maybe they could hand off as much as 20% or so. So I think if we can help them get there, it would help all of us. And I think it's, you know, I was a little troubled by the low percentage of set aside as well, but the reality is we have made leaps and bounds progress on this in the past 12 months, but I think we just, it's important to note that we still want to keep pushing not only on the technical side, but on that side as well. But I'm prepared to make a motion for this because I think this is a giant step forward, but I think our job is obviously not done. So.
Director, motion?
Motion approved, presented. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item.
The next item, and now appears to be leading back to the agenda, is for an award of the contract to the Business Development Integration Incorporation, known as SDI. We're recommending entering into this two-year agreement with SDI for project management and strategic technology planning services in the amount of $2,591,272. This contract will provide us with the services we need to assess our current technical environment and to plan for the future technical environment, including our existing architecture and our broad array of systems and platforms. This contract also would provide us with a little bit of ongoing support for our efforts to make the most of our existing back office system. This is something that Joe and I have been working on very closely together, and Joe's group, the IT group, would be using most of these services to really bring us in to the 21st century of technical operation. Some of these services, a few of them were covered previously under the IBM contract that we had with the state, but that has sunsetted for us. So we wanted to think broader and to think about the way that IT and business systems really need to work together.
And I think we're ultimately getting probably a better value for our investment by not, you know, the IBM contract, ultimately portions of it were subcontracted out. So by dealing directly with the vendor, you know, you often have a better, ultimately a better value.
Comments, questions?
Motion approved.
Motion.
Second. Second.
I'm sorry, same problem with the disqualified. Yeah.
There were ultimately four proposals that that were considered. So two at the bottom were not, and one was a Board of Elections certificate issue, and one was actually, I think, something else. No?
No, the bottom two didn't submit a Board of Elections certificate on the next category.
Okay.
And the bottom two under company name, Maven Wave, I believe, they didn't submit their audited financial statements, and the James Group didn't submit a DEP utilization plan, and therefore they were rejected.
So should we have changed? So should we have changed the note there on those two? We say just not awarded here, but typically we would say that they weren't incomplete.
Okay,
we should be a little in the next summary. We should put, you know, incomplete submission or something so that people understand what was evaluated versus not.
Okay. One more thing.
That is important not only for us as a board, but this is our public record as well. So
yes. So we want to clarify that.
So would it be easier? Let me ask.
Striving toward.
Let me ask this question. You know, just like the Board of Elections certificate, there's a lot of, so there's a checklist of items in which vendors have to submit a document, and if they don't, we could reject their offer, just like the financial statements. Do you want to see that in one category, or just note it through each instance of what's missing?
I think let's just work toward consistency, because we have in other cases where it's not where they haven't been even evaluated or where they've left something out. We've been clear to differentiate those examples from the group that were evaluated and just not did not receive the award. So we need to, for all of these, I know different divisions, and we try to check for quality control. We had some issues, I think, this time. We need to just be consistent. I don't know that you have a preference necessarily creating a category, just some clear record
who
was actually evaluated versus not because of some lack of paperwork. So I apologize that this doesn't indicate that, but these two were not complete in their submission.
The reason that's important is the board does get this information ahead of time, and we try to do our homework on it and trying to come before we get here, and it makes our job easier, and also there's less questions coming back because part of our job is to ask these questions. And so if the format's a little better there, then it just makes everybody's job a little easier.
I'll make sure this is clear agency-wide for next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, there was a motion that was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Item passed. Thank you. Moving on to procurement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, directors. Procurement has five items for your consideration today. The first item is a renewal of a CMS master contract to purchase tubular steel posts. This contract provides a source for tubular steel posts and accessories, which are used for the installation of signage throughout the tollway system. This master contract is with Allied Tube and Conduit. Approval of this request will increase the upper limit by $75,000. The current authorization is $75,000, and upon receiving your approval, the revised upper limit will be $150,000.
Okay. Routine, correct?
Correct.
Motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Second item.
The second item is a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase an integrated document printer inserter system. This device enables us to print, fold, insert, and seal envelopes which will incorporate into the tollway's current mailing process. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Pitney Bowes Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $84,893.
Do we have one of these now?
Correct, we do. It's 6 years old, it reached its end of its service life. No service contract in place, so we definitely need this machine. We currently print about 200,000 pieces of mail each month with this machine.
We know the directors can come earlier.
Right, that's a good idea.
We can run it through our machine.
Each of us gets 200 a month or a week. On this, it doesn't show if there were other bidders.
There wasn't. This was a CMS bid. There was only one bidder, Pitney Bowes, and there's probably other bidders out there. I mean, obviously, Pitney Bowes dominates the market, but there wasn't any other competition.
Is there a motion?
I asked that question, CMS.
Is there a motion approved?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Third item is a tollway contract to purchase towing services for tollway vehicles. This contract provides a source for towing services for damaged and disabled tollway vehicles, including State Police District 15 vehicles and equipment on the system. The low bidder was selected in each of the zones based by M-sites and whether the required towing service is for light duty or medium to heavy duty vehicles. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidders, Hillside Auto Body and Services Incorporated, Maggio Truck Center, Naperville Towing Services, ENR Towing and Garage, O'Hare Truck Service, doing business as O'Hare Towing Services, and Bernie's Record Service, Incorporated, in a combined amount not to exceed $78,000. Can you go to the next big slide, please? One more. This probably gives a better, this is the matrix that we developed, or engineering department developed, to show the low bidder in each zone. And the low bidder was awarded in each zone that which was designated by M-sites. Any questions?
So what happens when there's a disabled vehicle in a particular site, they get the call?
Correct, yes.
We call them?
Yes, we do.
This is, I think, just for our vehicles, too.
Correct.
This is not for if a person's car stalls. This is just for
tollway vehicles. This is a separate contract that will expire in 2 more years for patron vehicles.
Mm-hmm. And the minority participation is not applicable because?
There was no minority participation in here. However, three of the bidders, I think the three that have the highest dollar amount of awards are a small business. They're part of the small business oversight program. But there was
really
no.
There really aren't subcontracting opportunities, so.
But they could hire? Or is this just about? I mean, could we work with a plan with them on their workforce, or is this just the ownership of the.
Well, it's the ownership is what creates some. Is what we can ultimately can secure a designation as an MBE, WBE, or DBE, or a small BEP program.
And we should reach, when we go 2 years from now, we should try to reach out to the minority community, because there are, at least I see up where I'm from, there are minority companies that do towing, and maybe they don't have the right size equipment or the yards. But if we've got 2 years before the bigger towing contract comes up, maybe we can engage in some type of an education program. So if minority firms want to get qualified, if they need a bigger yard or a different kind of truck, we should probably start letting them know now.
And that does help, and I agree with you, but we also set this out, the bid out to the BEP directory. So this did probably go to a few hundred BEP firms.
Right. I think part of it is the equipment and the yard issue, but maybe if we can begin to, when we do, I think you have a seminar out in Rockford.
We did.
For a minority in that. And if we can start educating even small contracts like this, that sometimes it's the size of the truck, it's the yard that you store the vehicles mm-hmm. in, so that these smaller contractors, women-owned, minority-owned, could maybe become more aware of opportunities here.
I'd be more than happy to participate in those events.
We had one in Rockford, South Boyd, actually. Yeah, right. Who was a scholar by.
Okay.
We're looking.
Anything else? Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next item.
The fourth item is a tollway contract to utilize 14 parts cleaning machines. This contract provides a source for the rental, repair, and maintenance services of 14 parts cleaning machines that will be used to remove old and contaminated grease, oil, and foreign materials from vehicles and equipment parts. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Safety Clean Systems Incorporated, in amount not to exceed $37,618.56.
Questions? Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fifth item?
The fifth and final item is a tollway request for proposals to purchase land acquisition services. This contract provides a source for land acquisition services, including but not limited to appraisals, appraisal reviews, and negotiations for right-of-way parcels as required by the tollway. Award is recommended to Civil Tech Engineering Incorporated, Santa Cruz Associates, and Hanson Professional Services Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $300,000.
So their services are as needed?
That's correct.
How do we know why these other three didn't? How do you determine pricing or, you know, like land acquisition, corporate Arlington Heights is not awarded, but there's nothing here to tell us why people were not awarded or why people were awarded.
Correct, and I think as we alluded to a few minutes ago, we need to clean this up and make sure that we're consistent agency-wide, and that will be next month. Just to give you a little background, though, now that you ask, Manhart Consulting, they, you know, all the three vendors that were awarded to submitted a BEP goal committing to 30%. Manhart only committed to a 10%. So we rejected them because they didn't show good faith effort to get to the 30%. The other two were administrative compliance issues, and then as you can see from below, Terra Engineering didn't submit a Board of Election certificate with their proposal.
That kind of information is just helpful. Mm-hmm. Gives us a sense of it.
Anything else? Motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That it for procurement?
Yes, it is.
Moving on to operations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, directors. The operations department has one item for your consideration. Contract number 110075 for replacement of boilers, chillers, switches, and louvers at the Central Administration Building. Oak Brook Mechanical Services was the lowest responsible bidder in the amount of $1,277,000. The Oak Brook Mechanical Company is a local company located in Elmhurst, Illinois, and they have committed to 30% BEP participation. This contract provides for the replacement of two existing boilers with three energy efficient boilers, replacement of the building's original louvers and dampers and air handling controls, as well as the rehabilitation of the existing chillers and the addition of new control panels for the chillers and the retrofit of 9 automatic transfer switches presently installed in the building. This new equipment will interface with our building automation system in order to provide the correct pressurization, air quality, and airflow throughout the central administration building. Operation requested this item be placed on today's consent agenda.
Questions?
So moved.
Second.
Do you have any projections on the cost savings for the end?
15% to 20%.
Well, and we're replacing the old units because they're at the end of their life?
They are, and they're not energy efficient. The boilers are original. They're about almost 20 years old now, and the chillers and so on and so forth. Most of the equipment is original.
And it's typical lifespan?
Yes.
I believe there was a motion to approve. It was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. That it for operations?
It is.
Administration.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Directors. Item number one is the approval of the collective bargaining agreement with Teamsters Local 700. I ask your permission to defer discussion of this until after the executive session.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
And then legal, please.
Great. I know Chrissy would like to introduce the first item, which is the intergovernmental agreement with the RTA.
Right. Thank you, Tom. This item is an intergovernmental agreement with the RTA to move forward with a planning study for potential new express bus service on the I-90 corridor. The study will seek to develop a cost estimate for express bus service along I-90, creating stations for passengers that they can access for the service, evaluate the options, to potentially congestion price a lane and how that would interact with the bus service, and then also how we can maximize the tollway's existing right-of-way while thinking about a transit option here. So we would expect the study to be completed in late August. We will share the cost of the work with the RTA. They've requested that we take this step because they are interested in exploring additional transit opportunities on the I-90 corridor, and taken seriously, I think, our commitment to transit, but also the realities of our own time frame for needing to move forward with some plan to reconstruct that corridor. So thank you very much. And hopefully this is, I think, represents a real win-win and an opportunity for us to collaborate with another transportation agency in the region.
Okay, just to add, the total cost of the study is $200,000, and the tollway and the RTA will split that equally.
We are using an existing contract, so it's not an additional cost necessarily to us. It's within the framework of an existing contract.
Okay.
So is it zero or $100,000?
It's zero new dollars that need to be approved by the board, which is why it's represented as zero on the public agenda.
I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that.
So, but we are, obviously, we will be spending money through an existing contract that has previously been approved by the board.
And obviously budgeted.
And budgeted, right, correct.
Is there a motion to approve?
Oh.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item two is a proposed intergovernmental agreement with the University of Illinois Chicago for a research study utilizing focus groups that will look at the tollways toll collection system. Christy outlined the purpose of this study last month, and in response to your comments, the IGA has been modified to provide for focus groups in suburban locations as well as UIC's downtown location. The cost of the study is $42,227.
And we did talk about this quite a bit last time. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, this is 42.2 out of 85. What's the 85,000 number?
It's advertising and promotion.
Which is different?
In communications.
I see. Budget. That's their total budget, and this is 42 out of that. I got it. It's just where it comes from. Thank you, Deborah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
The next three items are workers' compensation settlements. There's an awful lot of work that goes into these cases before they get to the this stage in the process, and Mike Stone is going to give you an overview of that process, again, leading up to litigation.
To briefly give you an overview of the process, given that the number of the cases on the agendas today, as well as the talk of state reform, we believed it was timely to refresh the board on the workers' compensation process by walking you through some of the steps and that management and staff take to update you on the current status. On slide one, we begin with the steps.
Can we get it up on the screen? Otherwise, you can click on the link. You keep going down, there's a link to it.
Yeah, but there's not going to be the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
If you click on the unfortunately, every workers' comp claims begins with an injury on the job or an IOJ. After an employee is injured and the claim has been reviewed by the safety department and information is gathered to determine what exactly occurred, the claim is processed in the workers' comp area, usually a day or two later after the injury occurs. We submit that information, the claim information online to our third-party administrator, and a claims adjuster is assigned to each case. The claims adjuster is then responsible for collecting the employee and witness statements, reviewing the medical records, paying the submitted bills, and coordinating the claims with the workers' comp area. We have been successful in making sure that all employees who need an immediate prescription to aid in their treatment and recovery will have access without paying for the prescription out of pocket and waiting for a rebate reimbursement through a reimbursement card. It also presents a savings measure for the tollway. Employees through that card can get an initial prescription filled the day of their injury through our vendor. Further, we may assign a nurse case manager to the claim to assist the employee in handling the doctor's instructions or coordinating care between medical treatment, occupational therapy, and prescription treatment. Again, that tends to be a cost savings tool for the tollway. The nurse case manager is there to help make to the employee in completing all the tasks required to return to work quickly and in the best of health. On the second slide, we describe the treatment and recovery process. While the employee is under treatment and unable to work, the employee is receiving a portion of their regular salary, or a TTD, and may also be eligible for disability payments through the state employee's retirement system, SERS. The return to work date is set by the medical provider. The employee may return to their previous position, which is preferable, or return to a transition of duty position as soon as possible, as they are able to work in some capacity, which helps lower our workers' comp costs and prepares employees for their eventual return to work. If the employee sustains an injury that leaves him or her incapable of returning to their previous position, the employee is assigned to vocational rehab, where they are trained for an alternate position that they may have inside or outside the tollway. This allows employees to prepare for the transition to another opportunity that is more suited to their work abilities after injury. In the third slide, we've given you a, without using a real life example, some numbers that would be typical of an example of an injury and how the costs add up. While an employee is receiving treatment for their injury, the tollway is paying the employee a portion of their average weekly salary, which is determined on the salary or hourly compensation they're receiving at the time of the accident. TTD, temporary total disability, is paid statutorily at 2/3 of the average weekly wage. This is paid to the employee for each week they're unable to work and as a result of the work-related injury. PPD, or permanent partial disability, is paid on the relative value of the body part that was injured, the percentage of the body part that was injured, and the maximum compensation allowable. And then we have a list of other costs that you would typically see in injury of this type, such as medical treatment, legal fees, and costs of defenses, and other expenses, which, when added up, can make a cost of an injury prohibitive. On the final slide, We talk about some methods that we employ to limit costs. We are working closely with managers and supervisors to make sure all accidents are reported promptly to prevent minor injuries from becoming major injuries. We ask that all reported accidents be reported to our safety and workers' comp area as soon as the employee mentions them. We also stress the importance of investigating accident sites to mitigate any risks that may exist in the workplace to prevent future accidents. We work with employees to obtain the immediate witness statements. But the most important step is to make sure the employee has optimal and immediate treatment for an injury. As I mentioned before, we assign a nurse case manager to help oversee a case and help the employee with their treatment process to assist them in returning to work. And yet a few more other steps. We have prepared a video that we utilize, provide to our medical providers to help them understand the tollway and the job functions. And we find that is useful for them to make an informed decision as to the employee's ability to return to work. Finally, we periodically sponsor programs to encourage good workplace habits. Our latest one is called Safe Summer, and it's designed to remind workers of the hazards of summers that we typically encounter to make them more conscious of those situations in the effort to reduce injuries. Thank you.
Have you noticed a trend, either bad or good, as far as number of injuries here?
Our injuries so far this year are at the 2007 level, so it's I would say neither good nor bad, but it's not as bad as it was a couple of years ago.
So 2007, between 2007 and now, the levels have been higher?
We had a couple of large injuries related to primarily the helicopter accidents that increased our cost. So we haven't seen those kind of costs return, but we are back to 2007 levels.
Could we get a report, maybe a five-year history of number of claims and settlements and stuff?
Sure, I think that would
I there was some bad press for some prison down the state where there was all kinds of working time settlements, and I would just as soon make sure we're on top of it so nobody comes to look at us.
And we are. We do evaluate it, and I think, go ahead.
Yeah, I just add that we are at the end of the claim year. April 30th was the end of the claim year. We employ an actuary every year to do a comprehensive review of the claims and the costs, and as a part of that review, that type of information will be developed each year.
And you have to look at relative to the headcount also.
Oh, that's a good, if you could add that comment, that would really be helpful.
Thank you, Mike. The next three items are tollway employees who were injured on the job. All their injuries required surgery. They went through the process that Mike described, and we're asking your approval to resolve their matters for the amounts indicated.
As counsel, your recommendation is to settle these?
Yes, I am.
And they're all still working?
They're all back at work, yes.
So items 3, 4, and 5, these settlements, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Move. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Item 6 is a property damage settlement with a judgment-proof defendant who damaged a tollway coin machine. The settlement is for the full amount of the gentleman's insurance policy. So we're recommending that accepting the full amount of his insurance policy.
Okay.
Motion.
So moved. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. And the last item.
The final item corrects a scrivener's error in the resolution. It should be for, should have been for $27,500, and the resolution that's presented to you was for $27,000, so we're just asking that you correct the prior amendment.
Motion.
You sure you don't want to spend that out of your pocket?
We tried spending it out of the plaintiff's pocket, but we weren't.
Okay,
we weren't
so moved.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
And I believe there's an interest in using this time for executive session, and I suggest maybe the more elegant way would be for the committee to go into executive session at this time.
Okay, and that'll be, do you need a motion to do that?
That would be a motion. It would be pursuant to sections 2C1, 2C2, and 2C11 of the Open Meetings Act.
To go into executive session.
Just so I understand it, then does that mean that the only people technically in attendance at the executive session will be the members of the committee?
I think at the behest of the committee, if additional board members can certainly attend and participate.
I don't understand why it's more eloquent that way than, but whatever.
I'd be happy to explain.
Okay.
There was a motion to go into executive session.
There still is.
In this eloquent.
I'd like to amend that motion to allow other board members, including the chair, to attend if they so choose.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are in executive session.